This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Garvey, lead singer from Elbow, and this could be my finest hour.
Of course it isn't. That was Athena Karamitsos. What japes. We're in Melbourne, in a backstage in a theatre called The Forum. I'm pre-recording the show for you. For me, it's a Wednesday evening. All upside down with the jet lag, but having a wonderful time in Australia with the band. We played at Sydney Bloody Opera House. Twice, yeah, which was great. Lovely, warm reception from the people of Sydney. And we've come to Melbourne, and this is our second show in Melbourne in as many days. That was Tame Impala with Elephant, a brilliant song from a brilliant band. And the theme, as you can probably understand, is Australia. They're from Australia, so most of the tunes I play are going to be from Australian bands this week. It'll be old news to you guys, because it's a week old, but... Jack Bruce died. Jack Bruce from Cream. We're all very sad to hear that. So they're going to be my featured artist this week. So let's hear from them now. This is Born Under a Bad Sign, and I want you to imagine me as a young man sweeping up in the Roadhouse in Manchester, where I used to work, wishing that my band was on tour rather than me having to sweep up after a band that was on tour. I used to listen to this song really loud through the PA in the club when I was cleaning the Roadhouse. Romanticising my own bad fortune. In actual fact, it wasn't a very difficult job. I'm just a bit of a dramatist. Happy Sunday!
I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Bad luck and trouble's my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. No wine and women, it's all I crave. The big bad woman, they're gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. It wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I wouldn't have no luck at all. Born under a bad sign. Born under a bad sign.
For the last 15, 16 years since Elbow have been interviewed, it's normally been me and Pete Turner. For some reason, he's been bashful and reluctant to be interviewed by me. I'm taking it quite personally. Don't you value my journalistic credentials?
Yes, of course I do.
Tell us what you're doing, Pete.
I'm signing some CDs in Melbourne.
And are you having a good tour?
Really good tour, yeah. Really good. Great crowds. Played the Opera House, which was top.
Yes. And now we're checking out the Forum. We just heard from Cream, Born Under a Bad Sign. Very sad news about Jack Bruce. And yeah, bands from Australia. I played at the front of the show there, Pete. I played Tame Impala.
Oh, cool. Which one?
Elephant.
Great.
Good show opener. Do you approve?
I approve.
What's your favourite song by TV on the radio involving the word golden?
Golden Age, I think.
It just so happens I have that.
Good.
And it just feels so bizarre. Are you recording that?
Yeah. There you go, that was Pete being a bit more natural. That was Golden Age by TV on the Radio. We're going to hear from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Swim and Sleep Like a Shark. We were discussing yesterday playing your big hit. Who was it that you met that you were discussing playing your big hit or not playing your big hit at the end of your show? Who was it?
Baz from the Fratellis.
Oh, that's right. What's their big song called?
Something Smile.
What is it, Rich?
Chelsea Dagger, is that the one?
Yeah, the one that goes na 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 na. And yeah, and apparently he said to Pete, he said, Pete said, have you ever tried putting it somewhere other than at the end of your set? And he said, yeah. And then Pete said, what happened? And he said, everybody left. Well, I saw Unknown Mortal Orchestra play this next tune at the end of their set. And what I thought was quite brave of them was they didn't play it as a full band. They played it as an encore, and it was just the singer with the guitar. And it was actually a really touching surprise for the audience. Rather than playing it full wheeze, because they're an amazing three-piece, the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, you played it stripped down, and you could hear all the audience singing a bit more clearly, and it was very touching. So you could probably hear the rumble of drums, and frankly, the noisiest refrigeration unit I've ever come across. Ridiculous. It looks like a car engine on top of the fridge. Very serious about the cold drinks in Australia. And yeah, we're nearly ready for sound check, but I think I can squeeze a couple more tunes in before then. But for now, here we are, the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Swim and Sleep Like a Shark. Tune-a-rooney. Swim and Sleep Like a Shark from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, because I'm in Melbourne, Australia, where Elbow are on tour this week. Next week, I've got a special celebrity deputy filling in on my show. Yeah, very excited about it. I've not had it confirmed yet, so I don't want to get your hopes up. But I won't be here next week. I'll be busy having jet lag.
Hello. Purveyors of fine music. Unbutton the buttons on your bodice and breathe, baby. Bam, bam. It's party time.
The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Mr. Funk.
We're going to be as cheeky as we dare.
Tunage. It's all here in my trunk of funk. From back in the day or from right now.
Let the funk move through you.
Get it off your chest, kid.
The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show has healing powers.
Back.
Did you wiggle on?
Available now at the Six Music website.
Six Music.
All I can say is gee whiz.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
We're going to hear now one from Tom Waits, because I recently watched a movie. I think it must have been Philip Seymour Hoffman's last film, Anton Corbijn's A Most Wanted Man. If you like a spy thriller, they've managed to drag it into the modern age. You know, the only thing bad about the end of the Cold War, as far as I'm concerned, was no more excuse to make Cold War films. I do love the whole meeting in cafes and talking in code thing about a spy thriller. But they've managed to drag it into the modern age. It's a brilliant film, if you like that kind of thing. And at the end, I was very pleasantly surprised to hear this tune from Tom Waits on the credits. The lyrics are amazing, and it's genuinely intimidating the way he sings the chorus. It is him at his grisly best. It's Tom Waits, and it's Hoist That Rag.
And I learned that dream from
Tom Waits and Hoist That Rag. Gonna hear from Fats Waller. Your feet's too big, he complains of his girlfriend. It's a very insulting song, but it's also very funny.
Right, it's time to start. I'm checking about 30 seconds.
Okay, Paula. That wasn't queued up or anything. That was... that was just golden radio.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby pattern. Baby elephant pattern, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Na-dee-woo-da. Na-dee-woo-da. Where'd you get them? Na-dee-woo-da. Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious.
Climbing the stairs to the stage here in the forum. That was Fats Waller and your feet's too big. Very old building, this. Wow. Any idea how old this building is, Rich?
1920s.
You see, that's Rich House, our stage manager. You're not going to be able to hear me speak in a second as I walk onto the stage. Yes, please, I'd love one. Yes, please. Oh, there you go. There's some bass for your face. Let's have a bass heavy record of some description.
One, two, three. Four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small.
man. Yeah.
Is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Harvey Cook. A British man arrested in Hong Kong in connection with the deaths of two women whose bodies were found in his apartment has been named as Rurik Jutting. The 29-year-old is understood to have worked until recently at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. United Nations experts say massive reductions in greenhouse gas emissions must be made if catastrophic changes to the climate are to be avoided. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says all electricity needs to be generated from low-carbon sources by 2050, and fossil fuel use must be phased out altogether by the century's end. The UK Energy Secretary Ed Davey says global action is being taken slowly.
If you see what President Obama's doing in the US, putting regulations to reduce emissions from coal plants, if you look at what China is now doing with curbing its coal plants, that is very significant. So are we definitely going to get a deal next year? I'm not sure yet. But are we better placed than ever before? Yes.
Islamic State militants have carried out a third massacre of Sunni tribesmen in Anbar province in western Iraq. At least 50 people were killed. The mother of Alice Gross, the 14-year-old girl from Hamwell in West London, who disappeared in August, has spoken of the numbing grief caused by her death. Alice is believed to have been murdered by a Latvian man, Arnis Zalkins, whose body was found in October. Speaking at a memorial service for Alice, her mother, Ross Hodgkiss, described what it was like to have lost her daughter.
I have been numbed by shock and grief. I have felt outrage and anger at the loss of her life and unbelievable sadness at the emptiness that has been left. I have racked my brains with all the what-ifs of that day. Anything that might have stopped this random, incomprehensible tragedy.
Police in southern India have arrested 30 people who tried to organise a mass public event called the Kiss of Love, aimed at protesting against what they say was moral policing. Social activists have said people should kiss or hold hands in public as a protest against recent acts in which conservative or religious people raided
this
public places.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
hum of activity backstage at the Forum. A plate of sandwiches covered in cellophane, being manhandled by Paula. I've seen too many deli trays.
Seen too much.
Going to sneak off and... oh no, you see, wherever you go, there's an enormous air conditioning unit. Apologies for that in the background. I think the hum of good friends and colleagues is preferable to the hum of air conditioning units, isn't it?
No, so I'm going to do it.
That was the Beastie Boys and Groove Holmes. We're going to hear from Alexi Murdoch in a minute. This song's called Orange Sky. It was originally a song for Guy recommendation from Connor O'Kelly, and it reminds me of my sister Boop. And when I'm missing her, as I do when I'm overseas, I listen to it and proudly miss her as a positive thing. Here he is, Alexi Murdoch and Orange Sky.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Oh, brother. And I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. My sister standing by. With my sister standing by. I said, sister, here is what I know now. Here is what I know now. Goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. My salvation lies in your love. My salvation lies in your love. In your love. In your love. Oh, but sister, you know I'm so. You know, sister, my heart's been broken. Sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. Thrown off the weight of this crazy stone. When I've lost all care for the things I own,
That's when I miss you. That's when I miss you. That's when I miss you. You who are my home. What I know now goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love.
I've had to shut our tour assistant Athena Karamitsos in the dressing room because she's got a voice that could pierce armour. That was Orange Sky by Alexi Murdoch. She's the loveliest of people, by the way. The loveliest people. I've just been unkind about Athena's voice on Airwine.
What's that, mate?
I was just saying that Athena's voice could pierce armour.
Absolutely.
So, Wayne Chappell, you've appeared on the show before. Relaxing. What are you doing, Wayne?
Just catching up with mates on Facebook, really, as you do when you're on tour. Yeah.
Enjoying the tour so far?
Loving it, yeah. If we can do a few more of these, that'd be nice. Yeah.
It's nice doing two nights in a row at a place, isn't it? The whole residency aspect of this tour is we did two nights at the Sydney Opera House, we're doing two nights at the Forum. Just briefly explain the advantages from a crew point of view.
You set up the first day. I mean, obviously, being in Australia, it's, you know, the advantage of having two shows in the one venue is enormous, really, because you're not travelling enormous distances. But the first day is get everything set up, and the beauty of it is, once we've done the show on the first night, we just walk around, turn everything off, and join you boys in the dressing room for a beer or two.
Which we like a great deal. The best thing about the residency is that we get to drink with our lovely crew. Wayne Chappell there, as we know him. Going to listen to this tune by Radiohead, because sometimes you need reminding how good a song is. And I came across this when I was fiddling with my files the other day, and I thought, I've not actually listened to that for so long. And am I hinting at next week's celebrity DJ that's going to be filling in for me while I've got jet lag? Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Radiohead and Pyramid Song. I found a room backstage here at the Forum suited to my radio purposes. It's actually our string player's room, but it's only little, so it's not too echoey, and there's no air conditioning unit. Marvellous.
All rise!
If you've been brushed by fame, you may be able to make a claim. Just make a call to the Small Claims Court. Six Music listener, David Cotter.
Good morning, Your Honour. My brother's girlfriend taught Chelsea footballing legend Didier Drogba how to say the English word grapefruit.
Geraint Davis.
Well, my mate Colin had a dog called Spike, whose photo is on the cover of Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies.
Is Spike still with us?
Sadly not, this is back in the 80s.
And Martin Miller.
I once rode Brian Blessed's horse round my Auntie Brenda's back garden.
Gordon's alive!
Court will resume tomorrow morning from 7.
Order, order.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I'm going to play a tune by a youth group called Shadowland. I'd never come across these guys, but I was talking to a friend who lives in New York who knows one of them. And she said, she recommended this song, and she said that she knows one of the guys from the band. I love this, but it's actually for an Australian band. I have to say, I can hear a lot of Manchester influences. The singer doesn't sound unlike the singer from James, and the music doesn't sound unlike New Order or Joy Division. Here's Athena with her beautiful, mellow, dulcet tones.
Throw that over you.
Ow! And she's just handed me a scalding brew, and off she goes. Yeah, I can hear New Order, I can hear Joy Division, and I can hear James. Lots of Mank influences. And maybe even in the groove, maybe even a little sort of scouse jangle. I can hear all these things. If I ever get to talk to anybody from youth group, I shall ask them if this is true. In fact, if you're in or you know anybody in youth group, why don't you ask for me and then email me the reply? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And that's the same with any and all comments, whether they be abusive, constructive, or Song for Guy recommendations, not requests. Recommend me a song, I'll go and find it, and if I like it, I'll play it. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Here's youth group from, are they from Melbourne? I can't quite remember, but they're definitely Australian. From an album called Skeleton Jar, this is youth group and Shadowland. Youth Group and Shadowland, another Australian group. Australian groups being the theme of this week's show, as I'm in Australia on tour with the band, pre-recording this programme for you. Exciting celebrity deputy on next week's show, because I'll be, no doubt, upside down with jet lag. So, yeah, a very excited celebrity deputy. Once it's confirmed, I'm sure it'll be announced on Six Music. May already have been by the time this is broadcast. The activity involved with getting from one place to another in a large group when you're on tour. So in Australia, there are no tour buses because it's too vast, it's too big to do a tour via bus. So you go everywhere on internal flights. The airports are a lot quicker than your average international airport. Security is no less lax, but a lot smoother, a lot quicker. I guess maybe the popularity of flying in Australia means they can afford to spend more on oiling the wheels, making it smoother. I have to say, though, everybody that you meet in the Australian service industry is a little bit more cheerful, a little brighter than in other countries. A general warmth to the place in that regard. Anyway, yeah, the general hubbub of 13 or 14 people moving from place to place gives me a thrill. It's part of touring. It's really not lost on me. Everybody with the bags and the equipment. Just walking through an airport lounge, I feel proud to be with my travelling circus, if you know what I mean, to be part of it. And certain tunes always come to mind. One of them is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. I think I've told you that before and played the song for you. And another one is this one from Dave Brubeck, Take Five. It's cool, but it's activity. Do you know what I mean? It's pacey, but it's relaxed. I really like it. And every time this gets played on the radio, the money goes to the American Red Cross, because its writer, whose name I don't have in front of me, unfortunately, gave it in his will, gave the rights to the song in his will to the American Red Cross. And apparently it earns over $100,000 a year. Isn't that great? So you're doing a good thing by listening to this song by Dave Brubeck for the American Red Cross. Take Five.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
And hold me closer, and submit me to your powers of seduction. It's not magic, though it feels that way. And I believe that it was love, at least something of the sort. Can't decide if it was real or just make believe. Like I dream, I woke to find myself alone. Like I dream, I woke to find myself alone. And I admit that I have been preoccupied with material things that I wanted but did not need. Unlike your touch, your company, subtle things reassure me. What's the point in possession when it's empty? Like I dream, I woke to find myself alone. Like I dream, I woke to find myself alone. Sweet dream, giving me false hope. I was alone when I woke. You always said that you don't look back when you leave. Still, you've been giving me those sweet.
Hear a kick drum being sound checked upstairs, so I'll keep this link brief in case it's disturbing you. But that was Shay Lou and Like a Dream. Absolutely love it. It sounds to me like there was more music on that song and they've stripped it back to its bare elements. Very, very beautiful. And it put me in mind of this next tune by Sizer Barker. This reminds me very much of the earliest tours that Elbow ever did. If you say the word tour to me, I immediately think of our first UK tour, our first headline UK tour in 2001. It was in the autumn time, so your bunk was cosy on the tour bus because it was bright and cold outside, and so snuggling up on the bus felt really homely. And then you'd jump out wherever you were and it'd be chilly and bright and beautiful. Places like QMU in Glasgow, places like that. I remember actually one morning at QMU, tumbling off the tour bus in quite a state because we'd been partying the night before, and seeing some warlocks and elves wander out the woods. It was some kind of fantasy reenactment, or like a Dungeons and Dragons people that were dressing up. But it was a Sunday morning, and they didn't look in the slightest bit ashamed of their very bizarre appearance as they strolled out of the woods in the sunlight. It was a memorable sight. Anyway, this tune by Sizer Barker reminds me of those bright, exciting, frosty mornings. I wish everyone could do a tour. I think everyone would enjoy it. I'm a lucky get. Day by Day by Sizer Barker. Love that song. We're going to have another one from Tame Impala. We're in Australia, and my theme is Australia. They're a great band. They've set off a little bit of a psychedelic revolution, I think. They've brought back a lot of my favourite music, brought it back to people's attention, and they just make truly original stuff as well, even though it's reminiscent of stuff that's gone before. This is called Mind Mischief, and I think it's marvellous. The second tune from Tame Impala this week. Tame Impala and Mind Mischief. The theme of the programme is Australian musicians. And another one here in Tiny Ruins. This is called Me at the Museum, You at the Winter Gardens. And for some reason, I've got it in my head that it was about Brussels. Where have I got that from? Any ideas? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Once again, this is Tiny Ruins and Me at the Museum, You at the Winter Gardens.
Shock all that marching on as in a time bomb. Nobody feels old at the museum, and nobody feels cold in the Windsor Garden.
That was Tiny Ruins, Me at the Museum, You at the Winter Gardens, still backstage at the Forum, in Melbourne, Australia. This next tune's by Richard Swift, who's a guy we toured with some years ago. A wonderful man, Richard, a brilliant artist. Last I heard, he was doing some co-production with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, who's a prolific man, puts us all to shame. Richard's very cool. His music I cannot recommend highly enough. Do buy some Richard Swift and make sure you buy it. Don't stream it. It's a pittance for such wonderful work. It's called Lady Luck, and it's going to make you groove around your kitchen or wherever you are right now. Richard Swift and Lady Luck. I said before that song that it was going to make you groove around your kitchen. I think it's actually quite a safe bet, that, isn't it? The majority of people listen to radio in their kitchen, don't they? Because otherwise it'd be the telly, wouldn't it? Answers on a postcard. Guy, that's preposterous. But let me know where you listen to the show, what you're doing while you listen to the show. I like people who do it secretly at work. That makes me very happy. Yeah, that was Richard Swift making you groove around you. Whatever you're grooving around.
Love Live on Six Music.
They were the first and only band that I've ever stage dived to. The Carsgeeks were just really energetic, and if you stood anywhere within 10 feet of the stage, you were likely to be hit by a flying DM at some point. At the New Musical Express where I was working at the time, they were a symbol of all the groups and all the things that we as some of the writers stood for. This Friday, don't miss Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine live on Six Music. I'm Steve Lamack and I'll be down at the BBC Maid of Ale Studios for what will be Carter's final farewell session before they call it a day. Friday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
This is The Verve and Catching the Butterfly. It's from the album Urban Hymns. Not my favourite Verve album, if I'm honest with you. I much prefer a Northern Soul. But sometimes your favourite album is the first one you come to by a band. And that is the first one I came to. But this Catching the Butterfly was more reminiscent of the jammed out epic style of a Northern Soul. That's what I really love about that record. And I believe from talking to a couple of members of the Verve over time that that record isn't really highly valued by all the members of the band because it was done very quickly and very... and I think its spontaneity is what makes it so... such a beautiful record. In fact, you know what? In a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to make the Verve my featured artist. I'm going to play you a couple of tunes from A Northern Soul. This is Catching the Butterfly, however, from Urban Hymns, and it's a wonderful song.
Oh,
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Catherine Cracknell. Reports from Pakistan say at least 45 people have been killed in a blast at a border crossing between India and Pakistan. The suspected suicide bombing came at the end of a ceremony to close a border gate near the eastern city of Lahore, which attracts thousands of spectators. A British man questioned about the deaths of two Indonesian women in Hong Kong has been identified as Rurik Jutting, a 29-year-old investment banker. He was arrested after two bodies were found in his apartment. Robert van den Bosch works at a local bar and knew one of the victims.
Why? That's the thing that we ask ourselves. Why? And why her? If she was just a crazy woman and fighting, you can understand, but I have no idea why, really no, because she was always happy and cheering.
The mother of the murdered schoolgirl, Alice Gross, says she's numb with grief. Speaking at a memorial service for her daughter in West London, Ros Hodgkiss said she'd racked her brains, trying to come up with what-ifs that could have prevented what she called a random, incomprehensible tragedy. Climate experts have warned that the world faces irreversible changes to its weather unless greenhouse gas emissions are virtually eliminated by the end of the century. A report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change also said there was conclusive evidence that global warming was almost entirely man-made. Our environment analyst Roger Harabin says governments around the world are making efforts to address the issue.
We are seeing some movement in political circles now. So the UK, for instance, has set out its Climate Change Act, which mandates cuts in CO2 right the way through to 2050. The EU has agreed to cut CO2 emissions 40% by 2030. President Obama is clamping down on emissions from coal. That's been very politically difficult for him.
Football, and City have won the Manchester derby in the Premier League. They beat rivals United 1-0. And in half an hour, Aston Villa face Tottenham. That's Six Music News. The next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had our lunch, which is why it's all gone quiet in here. We just had some pasta. We're all a little bit weary. Tour's going great, though. That was Karen Dalton, and I played her because I mentioned her on last week's show in reference to the singer from Heartless Bees, who were my featured artists last week. And whenever I think of that song, I think of the man who recommended it, our good friend Stephen Fretwell. He's an artist you should check out and a brilliant songwriter in his own right. And in fact, in a couple of weeks' time, I might play some Fretwell on the programme. Here now, though, are more old friends of ours, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. This from a brilliant album called Howl, that really didn't do what it should have done in the UK. It's called Faultline, and it's excellent.
I've been waiting on the fault line, living evil take me on. I'll be standing with my dying bed, if you care to come along. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. I've been lying in the bright light, see my shadow from below. Never wanted from another man, never wanted from my own. Drowning in the rising tide in my father's door. Drowning in the rising tide in my father's door. On the wall, from the banks of the far side, I see the lights come ashore. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from the album Howl, that's Faultline. A great lost record to many people in the UK. I'd recommend it very highly. That's Howl by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I find this guy fascinating. Conan Moccasin, very, very natural, very instinctive music. This is called Faking Jazz Together. And when you're not listening to the radio, do look up the video online. I think it's one of the best music videos I've ever seen. Once again, it's Conan Moccasin from the Forever Dolphin Love EP. This is Faking Jazz Together. Con and Moccasin there with Faking Jazz Together from the Forever Dolphin Love EP. Brilliant. Let's have a Desert Island Disc snippet. This one from Joan Bakewell. Not really a surprise who she chooses, but how cool is Joan Bakewell?
Broadcasting, of course, traditional public service broadcasting, is that you're meant to be impartial. So I didn't do a great deal of flag waving when I was beginning in the 60s, although I had the good fortune to work for a very radical programme called Late Night Lineup, which did flout conventions. So it's a matter of judgment at any point. I don't think there are absolute rules. You can or can't do this. That's what makes life so interesting. Each day carries a new set of decisions.
Tell me then about your first disc today.
Well, Jimi Hendrix. I mentioned the programme Late Night Lineup in the 60s, which was a sort of groundbreaking programme live every night of the year. And a whole raft of young musicians were coming up through the 60s who seized the chance to come on the very late night programme and play. And Jimi Hendrix came along. A very intense person, rather beautiful, I remember, rather kind of crazy as well and obsessive, but totally dominating any room he was in. And his music is the same. It's obsessive and absolutely brilliant. The thing about the 60s, many, many things have been found wrong about the 60s, but one of the things you can't fault is the quality of the music. We'll be right back.
from Joan Bakewell's edition of Desert Island Discs. That was Jimi Hendrix. How cool is Joan Bakewell? How green is my valley? How cool is Joan Bakewell?
Six Music.
When I play something that's ridiculously good, I sound like this.
This is The Fall and their cover version of Lee Perry's Kimball.
When it's a record that I've been playing over and over and over, I'm like, good, isn't it? That was Baxter Dury and Lips from his new album, It's a Pleasure, on Pious Records. When it's my new favourite band, Dee Dee Dumbo, from Castlemaine in Australia, recently signed to the 4AD record label. And when I'm completely obsessed with a band and I cannot stop raving about them, and then I have to get them on the show so I can tell them how much I love them to their faces, sounds like this. Girl Band and Da Bomb Bomb, and thank you very much to Dara and guitarist Alf. What can I say? I'm a very passionate guy.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
Friday night at 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
I'm going to play another tune by Cream, because Jack Bruce died, I know, over a week ago for you guys, but still quite fresh news for me, pre-recording this programme. Cream, very important band for me, absolutely adore them. Introduced them by my friend Alan Rothwell, who also gave me somewhere to live when I needed it when I was 17 years of age. This is I Feel Free, but before it, I found this little snippet from the Library of Congress, a collection called Library of Congress, A Treasury of Field Recordings. This is Christine and Catherine Shipp, recorded in the 20s in rural America, doing a skip rope song called Sea Lion Woman. Absolutely love this. And then we'll hear from Cream.
Name of this song is Sea Lion Woman. Well, I learned it when I was small, too. Well, little puppy, rather.
We sung this song when we was playing. We just things, and we just want to have something to be saying. We didn't know anything, much of anything to play. We just sang this song. Wasn't in action at all. Just all be just moving around and jumping around from place to place.
Sea lion woman, sea lion. She drank coffee, sea lion. She drank tea, sea lion. And again, the lie, sea lion. Way down yonder, sea lion. Hind the log, sea lion, and the rooster crowed, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion. Sea lion woman, sea lion, she drank coffee, sea lion, she drank tea, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion. Sea lion woman, sea lion, she drank coffee, sea lion, she drank tea, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free.
It's a one-huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, but my mind wants to cry out loud.
Ceiling
Cream and I Feel Free, in memory of the late, great Jack Bruce. I'm going to play out with the Stone Roses. By that, I don't mean we're going to go kicking cans or go on the fields and have a game of soccer. No, I'm going to play the programme out with the Stone Roses, with Shoot You Down, just because it's an ace song, no other reason. I'm going to continue and finish this tour of Australia with my band, and I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. I've got a very exciting deputy on next week's show filling in for me. I've not had it confirmed yet, so I don't want to say too much, but yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you very much to Michelle, to Peter, to Helen, for everyone who stitches these things together for me and makes the programme back in Salford. G'day everybody, and good afternoon, Mrs. Hunt.
To do it, and you know you've always had it coming.